At that time, we'd had a great deal of support from the hospital, the Royal Prescribed Medical School, in particular the Professor of Medicine, Professor Keith Peters, who went on to become Regius Professor in Cambridge and then Sir Keith. And what was necessary was, with a PET scanner and to bring on more presence in neuroscience, clinical neuroscience, was we needed good neurological doctors working with us. And Keith Peters told Richard Fokovic, who was then a neurology registrar at the Hammersmith, go and work at this in the psychotonic unit. You know, he gave them the umbrella of blessing, if you like, and support. And Richard was then assigned, if you like, to come and bring on the neurological work with us. And that was a very important step, because to have someone who was a neurologist, not only was he committed to doing it quantitatively, the blood sampling and all what have you, but also it was important that neurologists were talking to neurologists about the results rather than physicists like myself. And that opened up the links with Queen Square, as I said earlier. It allowed other young enterprising neurologists like Richard Wise and David Brooks and Jeremy Gibbs and Sigrid Herold and others from overseas to come in with confidence, knowing that this was a way they could spend research time, know that it was mainstream supported at, within the Hammersmith Hospital, and it was blessed by Queen Square. They could go into Queen Square and get their final training. Very important, allowed us to get a really good critical mass of young people, very articulate, who could take out original series of studies as I've described and communicate that to the international community in a way which perhaps which is quite unique to these people and these bright young people in their training.